Hello!
I am here with Simon, another Simon,
and Rob from Don Broco.
How you doing?
Yo.
You good?
Yeah, good, yeah. We're feeling pretty rested. Maybe I'm too rested.
Too rested?
You don't mean I have too much sleep.
Maybe you've overslept.
Yeah, and you're just like in that kind of sort of, yeah, groggy mood all day until the show kicks in.
Because last night you were at the engine rooms playing Priorities in Full with a few extra tracks thrown in at the end. I did like that. You're like, yeah, this is actors, it's the end of the album. Oh no, we will be back.
Yeah. We didn't want to shortchange people. It's a half hour record.
Like. Yeah.
it wasn't absolutely quite a show. It's the first time I've ever seen you guys live. Oh, okay. And you were saying you've been to Southampton like a lot of times, and we've just completely, I've just missed you every time.
I've been next door, down at Joiners.
Yeah. we used to play Joiners sort of, I guess on the reg, maybe every couple of months.
It was
one of the first places as like a, you know, an unsigned, you know, emerging band where you're booking your own shows and you're trying to meet people. It was the first place that sort of, I guess, kind of took us in that wasn't, you know, directly near us as a band.
Yeah.
And there are so many good bands from Southampton, you know, you make friends and then they get you on a show and you give them a show back. And I guess Southampton, they felt like probably the only place in the UK where there was an actual kind of music community.
Yeah.
You know, there were loads of good bands around at the time. Waiting for Sirens, Burn the Fleet, and Very Tomorrow.
Yeah, the same. He's
obviously still killing it right now. So, we loved it. We always come back and have good shows and very sweaty shows to join us.
There was one thing that I saw last night which I haven't seen in years, and that was a wall of death.
Nice.
Where did that come from?
We're not allowed to use those words anymore for legal reasons, just in case, like, something bad happens.
It's a wall of running.
Wall of love. Wall of hugs.
I think we just say
wall of violence.
Or maybe split it up.
Call it the Red Sea.
We're allowed to say on our own shows.
Past the Red Sea?
We're allowed to say on our own shows.
Okay.
You can get in trouble at festivals. If you use the word death.
They're not too keen on that.
In a kind of a mosh pit sense, yeah.
Right. I've got a couple of serious questions and then we've got a little game.
Okay.
So we're going to get the serious ones out of the way first. So we're going to get serious now. Real serious.
You struck me as a serious guy.
I am very serious. Well, one question I do want to ask is, like, you've been on tour with 5 Seconds of Summer and then you're going on tour with Bring Me the Horizon. Two very different bands. Do you have to cater your performance for the audience, or do you just go out as Don Broco and be like, well, we're Don Broco, this is what we are?
Pretty much. I mean, I guess on the Bring Me shows, we added like a little bit longer to play, didn't we?
We had a little bit of a longer set.
So we could play, we could chuck in a few more songs, like we played, I think we played Priorities from the first record, and was it Fancy Dress?
Yeah.
Priorities. But apart from that, it was kind of the same set, more or less.
Okay.
I mean,
our attitude of playing in front of people has always been just be yourself and they'll make of you what they will.
Yeah.
There's no point in trying to go out to play like a different set or act differently to how you might normally play if you're playing to like someone else's audience. Because at the end of the day, they're going to go home and they're either going to like your band for what you are or not.
Yeah.
So you've just got to take it as an opportunity and be like, oh, hopefully these guys like our band. Hopefully these guys like our band. If they don't, there's not much we can really do about it. But actually, us supporting Bring Me and 5Sauce is all part of a master plan, because those bands are actually going to be joining together and to
bring
kind of
the summer.
Make it less shocking. They're doing a few introductory moves by associating themselves with each other, the first of which being putting us on support with both of them. So yeah, that's going to be a really exciting 2017.
Why did you decide to do two night residencies everywhere and do both albums? I know that a lot of bands have been going around doing, like Metallica did, the Black Album thing. Mm-hmm. That. Why did you decide to go, well, we've got two albums, we'll do two nights because we've got to up everyone else?
It was kind of, we kind of had the idea from like ages ago, but we're sort of umming and ahhing about doing it. And then it was kind of born out of doing that 5 Seconds of Summer tour and the Bring Me tours. This year we haven't played at all, done any of our own shows.
Yeah.
And whenever we announced the tour online, we were like, guys, big tour news. Boom, it was like, okay, well, we can't make that. That's
great.
In Europe.
You can't do Europe.
Yeah, great. It's, you know, with another band where we have to spend, you know, £50 on a ticket and we want to see you. And I guess it was a thing where we wanted to give something back to our fans.
Okay, right, so that's the serious question is done.
That's the serious section.
Yeah, that was the serious section. Right. Yeah.
That's all right.
But I have come up with a game for you. We have Hold On, Move On.
Oh,
this is the theme tune, see. Basically, what we have 5 questions. Each question has a prize. You can either hold on or move on. If you move on, you get the next prize. If you get the question right, along with the first prize.
Oh wow!
But if you hold on, you leave with nothing.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
that's a very risky game.
This is a very risky game. But I mean,
so the only option is to move on.
Really?
Oh wow! Yeah.
I mean, these prizes.
High risk, high reward.
The budget was extensive.
What's the theme of the questions? Anything.
My brain.
Okay, cool.
It's pretty much. Yeah, you don't want to know the insides of my brain.
Well, I feel like being vocal to Simon, we've got a special connection, so maybe you'll maybe I'll come up.
Are you pitting us against each other?
Oh no, it's together.
You're together. Okay.
It's together as one. So the first prize, this really like pushed the budget out, is a Voice FM sticker, which I didn't just find that in the office at all when I was looking for prizes.
Nice.
So the first question on hold on, move on is, how much of the truth do you want?
Whole truth.
There we go.
When do we say hold on and move on?
Well, now. Hold on, move on.
Okay, we'll move on then.
Move on. It was an easy question.
Yeah.
Yes. False sense of security, maybe. Who knows? Number two, if you were a potato, what type would you be?
That is interesting.
I don't
quite get the line of questioning.
Nor do I. It happened this morning.
Okay.
That question came to me.
You want to be sweet? We'd like to be a baked sweet potato.
Okay.
Is that the right answer?
Yeah, no, I didn't even say what the price was. So you have now won yourself a used Subway voucher booklet.
Oh.
I may have already used some of them.
Okay.
Some of the best ones I've already got.
We'll move on.
So you're moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bet you tell you the next question on. We have a protein bar.
Bobby's big on that.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, so we have a protein bar.
That and the Subway would be, yeah.
Yeah, so are we? So we're moving on.
Eating like a king.
Yeah, move on.
Move on to question three. I'm expecting a one-word answer. And I'm expecting it quickly.
Can we confer?
You can. Okay. But I'm hoping you know your own lyrics.
Okay.
No one has ever seen you like what?
This.
There we go. So are we sticking with, or are we moving on?
Let's move on.
And we're moving on.
Yeah, we're playing to win.
Alright. Oh. The next one is a Star Wars lucky bag.
Oh, fair play.
I do not know what's in this, but it was the most expensive thing in the whole
Six items. Six items. Yeah.
Kanye or Swiftie?
This is divisive.
Sorry.
I'm a Kanye man.
But I love Swiftie. But...
You've got a spit in the room, you have a divide.
Having what the right answer is.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the right answer is, so I'm pretty sure what you say will be the correct answer. I'm not very good game host.
What if, you know, who's Swiftie still is it still going on with that Hiddleswift thing?
Oh, no.
Sam Hiddleston.
Yeah, who knows what's going on there?
And Kanye's still with Kim.
Yeah.
Why don't we bring Kanye and Swiftie together? The new power couple. That would be a real turn for
us. Let's bring Kanye and Hiddleston together. All that. I'm big for that.
So what was that?
Swift's the enabler of Kanye and Hiddleston.
Loki West.
Loki West, these qualities won't be tell you. Loki West.
I love how the
Loki West.
I love before like the Hiddleston thing, people just did they just call him Loki, don't they?
People still don't really know his name, they just kinda go, that guy.
That guy from Avengers.
Loki.
Yeah. Okay, let's go Loki West.
Loki West?
Yeah.
Yeah!
It's the right answer.
It was a very, very specific answer I was looking for. We managed to get that. I don't know how that happened.
It's the Simon connection.
It is. It's telepathic.
Yeah. It's
deep. Right, so the last question. Are we moving on or are we holding on?
Moving on.
I mean, I'm going to get myself the 90s game shows. It's going to happen at one point.
All you need is the jingle.
The last prize
he knows he's my favourite.
Yeah. That was a lucky guess.
Yeah.
They were the cheapest ones in the supermarket earlier.
Yeah, big Malteser fan.
Yeah, we're good. Big on them.
Right, again, I'm expecting a one-word answer, and you've already seen a clue on my person to the answer to this. So question five is to infinity and
beyond.
There we go.
Fair play.
So, you have won yourself.
Listen. Oh, yeah.
Show me the money.
A lovely bag of Maltesers.
Fair play.
A Star Wars goodie bag.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
A Pussyfin sticker. A used Subway booklet.